Morning.
Good morning.
It is another beautiful day that God has blessed us with.
Amen.
And we are blessed to be here on this, the last Sunday of 2019. next week, we'll usher in the first week of the new year. This is a time of year when we have a tendency, where a lot of people put a lot of great deal of energy focused on the previous years and the last year and the previous years that came before. We start to consider how much progress we've made, what the things that we've done towards our resolutions, our goals and our hopes, our aspirations. Have we made it any closer to where we're trying to go? Are we doing what we sought to accomplish? Now, 2019 is also a time where things begin to come to an end. This is the time where things start to come to an end for a lot of people. There are those of us who will see an end to or a fulfillment of some of the resolutions that we made. Some of us will see an end or fulfillment to past commitments. There are those who are just getting out of school, some who are on a break from school, those who are striving to do different things and are working towards moving on to the next stage of their lives. This morning, I want to take time to look at Isaiah chapter 43. Verses 18 through 19. Now, in Isaiah chapter 43, 18 through 19, this is what God says he's going to do a new thing. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18 and 19, and it says, "Do not remember the former thing, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God is telling the Israelites that he is doing a new thing. And that's what I want to look at for us going into a new year. Something new that is going to be done. Someone once said that every story has an end, but in life, every end is a new beginning. Yeah. For many students who graduated this year, New Year's will bring the beginning of their careers. And for many, it will start the very beginning of their adulthood. Marriages have started, babies have been born, and there are those who have already started exercise plans and new diets. And I know I need to have a little plan for myself in that department. People who are going back to school for the first time, and so many who are finishing out degrees that they started. For many of us, this new year brings the chance to start over, to put our past mistakes, failures, and disappointments behind us, and to basically get a chance to focus on having a fresh new start. Israel, at this point in Isaiah chapter 43, were still in captivity in Babylon. It's very likely that they were longing for the days when they were delivered out of Egypt. They were focused on the things, the way things used to be. in the day when they were in their own land, in their own homes, back in the days when other nations had to worry about them taking out the city so that they could have their land. It's only natural for us to want to remember the past, to reflect on times where things were good. Elvis had a song called Memories, and Barbra Streisand sung The Way We Were, and Adele has a song called When We Were Young. We hold on to the past. We hold on to our precious memories. That's why just about every cell phone that you buy today has a camera on it. And most cell phones these days have two cameras on it, so that you can remember what's going on in front of you. You can remember what you look like at that time, too. And sometimes it seems a little strange when we look at the fact that we focus so much on the past. It seems that strange when God says to the Israelites, forget the former things. Like he says in verse number 18 of our text. God knows, though, the significance of our past. He knows how we hold on to it, and he knows how it's important for us to forget some of the things that we've gone through. Amen. For a lot of people, their past isn't used for reflection and contemplation on becoming better. For some people, the past becomes a stumbling block. Amen. There are far too many times in this life when we prevent ourselves from moving on to the future that God has planned for us because we are so busy focused on what's behind us. Immediately after leaving Egypt, the Israelites were talking about how good they had it in Egypt and how they wished they could go back. We shouldn't be those who are living our lives full of remorse and regret. We shouldn't be living a life full of thoughts about how things once were. A preacher once said, "Do not say, why were the former days better than these? You do not move ahead by constantly looking in a rearview mirror. The past is a rudder to guide you, not an anchor to drag you." We must learn from the past, but not live in the past. Those of us who are students of the Word know what happened when Lot's wife decided that she wanted to look back. Yeah. She got turned into a pillar of salt. You have to be, you have to really understand the nature of what's going on in nation Israel before we really get an understanding about why this is significant to them. He said, at this time, the nation of Israel was divided into the two kingdoms. And before they went into captivity, Isaiah had already told them that if they had they had continued in sin, they would go into captivity. And obviously, they never really learned the lessons from their past. What was happening back then was that the kingdom north had turned its back on God. And the kingdom of the south, the Judah, was headed in the same direction. Now here it is, God was trying to take time to let them know, hey, this is the time where you need to get things right. Yeah. And you need to focus on what was right. But you look at the first few chapters, the first 39 chapters, is really focused on a judgment against Israel. And the last 22 chapters, were focused more on deliverance and restoration. Yeah. Isaiah had warned Judah to get your life right with God, or else you're going to go into captivity. The first chapter records God talking about Israel being rebellious. The people of Judah would still have to go through 100 years of difficulties before the fall of Israel and 70 years of exile, but God still offers them consolation. I mean, even at different times, he still led them into the result of their actions, but he wanted them to realize he was still with them. Yeah. God was calling them to a new beginning. He wanted them to repent. Amen. God doesn't want us to spend all our time focused on where we've been. That's one of the reasons why in the next verse he says, nor consider the things of old. I like the way that in the NIV translates it. It says, do not dwell on the past. Yeah. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, no man having put his hand to the plow. Let's look at that. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. The problem is so many people have spent so much time focused on the past, whether it be good, whether it be bad, or whether it's just so-so. Sometimes we spend so much energy focused on what took place before that we end up getting stuck in the past. Yeah. And Satan and the world like to use our past and our mistakes to accuse us. That's why he's called the accuser. Our past issues and mistakes are often used to keep us wrapped up in our own guilt and shame. If you let it, your past will keep you from living the life that God wants us to live. And it's not that people really shouldn't focus at all on your past. It should be used as a catapult to propel you into the future. Amen. To learn from your mistakes. Look at what God has brought you through. Look at what he is doing for you right now. And realize and understand that you can accomplish great things going forward. What's important to keep in mind is that we shouldn't spend all our time dwelling on the mistakes of the past, or even how great things used to be. Because as one person said, you can always do better than your best. You can always do more than what you have done before. You can go further than where you have ever been. And sometimes we allow our past to be to set the standard for how far our lives can go. You know, it was said for the longest time that no one could run a mile in under 6 minutes, you know, but there's been plenty of people done it since then. There's a lot of mile markers in our history that we have been able to reach, but we sometimes allow the fact that somebody only got so far to be what held us back from going even further than where we were. Once we have learned from our experiences and grown, it's really time for us to move on. Sometimes it's important for us to stay focused on where we're going. Had Abraham, the father of the nation of Israel, been so focused on his past when he lived with his father's family, he would have never been able to make it to Canaan. If Joseph had been holding on to his past when he became second in command of Egypt, there may have never been 12 tribes of Egypt, of Israel, for Moses to lead to Canaan. Yeah. We should never forget what God has brought us through and what type of people we were before we came to God. But the problems of the past have to stay in the past. Time and time again, God has proven that he had great plans for his people. But that which is behind us has to stay behind us, or we won't be able to move into the future that God has planned for us. In verse 19 of our scripture, God says, see, I am doing a new thing. God wants to put their eyes on the new work he will do. Amen. It's amazing what things God can do with our lives if we stay focused on him and not on what came before. I just celebrated my 44th birthday this past Friday. Amen. And, when I was 25, I never thought that I would have gone through the things that I've gone through and come as far as I come. I never thought that I would have ever gone to Texas or Oklahoma. Certainly not Oklahoma with all those tornadoes. but God has taken me places that I never dreamed possible. When I was a young man, I never imagined that I would be in front of a group of people preaching his word.
Amen.
And yet God has brought me to new places. I used to allow my past to prevent me from taking chances at moving on in my life. I was 31 before I went off to go to school to preach. I started to learn how to preach when I was 20. But I used my past as an excuse for why I couldn't go forward. God was constantly showing me that you can do more than what you've done in the past.
Amen.
You can go further. And so sometimes we need to take time to realize that God wants new things for our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new."
Amen.
At this point, I'm moving on to the next stage of my life. God has already taken me places where I never thought I could go. Never would I ever again look at my life and say, I can't do it because I had problems in the past.
Amen.
For us, we need to be those who look at our lives and say, I know what God can do. When we say, instead of looking at your past, your history, take time to look at God's history.
Amen.
Look at what he has done in the past. And you begin to realize and understand that he can take you through anything that you ever go through in this world.
Amen.
Most of what has happened and what is getting ready to happen in this new year has been done by God working things out for us. In the same way he told Israel in verse number 19, "I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Some of us sometimes don't expect things to work out the way we want them to because we see very reasonable obstacles. But God says that he can make a way when there is no way.
Amen.
He can remove the obstacles that are in your life and help you to reach new heights. Against all odds, God will make a way. To this very day, the nation of Israel still stands, even surrounded by Muslim nations, some of which have vowed to destroy them. God has never allowed their past to prevent them from having a future.
Amen.
Don't shortchange your future because you are too preoccupied on the past. If there is one thing that we can learn from Lot's wife, is that our past needs to stay behind us or we won't be able to move into the future that God has planned for us. Paul said, "Forget what is behind. Let it go. The hurt, the pain, the old way of thinking, the stuff that does nothing but weigh you down and hold you back. Let it go and move on to what God is preparing you for. Let it go and grow from your past so that you do not dwell on it."
Amen.
Paul wants to make heaven his home. Question is, are we focused on making heaven our home?
Amen.
Or are we just focused on trying to make the best life we can while we're here in this world? Mm. We're going to a specific goal. And that's where we need to be focused on.
Amen.
Not where we came from. They say there's a reason why the windshield is bigger than your rearview mirror. You know, you need to see where you're going some more than you need to see where you've been.
Amen.
And if I am going to hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," in that last day, it means that I don't have time to sit around and feel sorry for myself about the mistakes that I've made and the problems that I've had in my life. I don't have time to sit here and reminisce over what once was because I'm too busy preparing for what is going to come in the next year, the next 5 years, the next 50 years.
Amen.
God willing, I plan on living for an eternity.
Amen.
And so I'm planning for that future. Not what my past was. However long I have left in this world, it's clear that God is not finished with me yet. As we move into this next year, stop to consider, what new things is God doing in your life?
Amen.
What new direction is he planning on taking your life? What new people is he going to bring in your way, along your way? He will guide us through everything that we need to go through in this world if we simply trust Him and focus on Him. Let us recognize that God has given us another chance to prepare ourselves and this world for the return of His beloved Son, Jesus. Yeah. In closing, I want to leave you with a poem by Francis Havergal. It says, "Dear Father, let it be. In working or in waiting, another year with Thee. Another year of progress, another year of praise. Another year of proving Thy presence all the days. Another year of mercies, of faithfulness and grace. Another year of gladness, the glory of Thy face. Another year of leaning upon Thy loving breast. Another year of trusting, of quiet, happy rest. Another year of service, of witness for Thy love. Another year of training for holier work above. Another year is dawning, dear Father, let it be. On earth or else in heaven, another year for Thee."
Amen.
I do hope and pray for this next coming year that God blesses you, that you may be fruitful and multiply in your works and in your dreams and in your hopes and your work for Him, that you be successful, that He blesses your life. This is what I pray, not just so that you can prosper here in this world, but that you can be blessed so God can bless others through you.
Amen.
This morning, there may be those here who want to start the year off in God. Jesus Christ went to the cruel cross of Calvary and gave His life as a ransom for the sins of the entire world. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later, He rose from the grave. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Amen.
If you want to get that everlasting life, then you must also repent of your sins. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The Apostle Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Repentance is a change in heart that results in a change in your life. Jesus also said in Matthew 10:32, "He that confesses me before men, him also will I confess before my Father in heaven. But he that denies me before men, him also will I deny before my Father in heaven." Making a confession of your faith in Jesus back then may led to a lot of people having persecution and losing their lives. But Jesus has promised us that us making a confession will give us life eternal.
Amen.
Mark 16:16 says, "But he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned." Through baptism, we are born again. We are made new creatures, given a new hope and a new life, a new name, because we are now children of God, a Christian in Christ Jesus. Through baptism, we have the opportunity to change the direction of our lives.
Amen.
Because now we can continue to live faithfully to God and know that we have a home for Him when that last day comes. This morning, don't let the past keep you from the future that God has planned for you.
Amen.
Remember and realize and understand that God loves you. He wants you to spend eternity with Him. And we must do what we can to meet Him in the air in that last day. Whatever your needs are this morning, let them be known as together we stand.